And now it's time for this week's Brooklands Radio Playhouse.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Upstage Surrey presents The Christmas Party by Celia Gatwood.
Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be...
Ooh, what time is it?
Oh, good morning. Have a fun night, did you?
Yeah, it was fine. I'm just... just so hungover.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
What do you mean?
Well, you do remember, don't you?
Carrie, stop messing around. What are you talking about?
I'm just wondering if you remember what happened.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just have a little think, darling. Think about how you got home, what time it was. Maybe even check the state of your hide tux. Let's see if it comes back to you then.
Oh, darling, don't be like that. It was a Christmas party. Of course it was messy. That's what they're designed for.
Yeah, there's messy and then there's downright frickin' disastrous, John.
Well, the evening, it started well. There were drinks in the office. I mean, oh, I feel sick.
Come and find me when you're feeling a bit better. What time are you meant to be in the office, John?
Oh, I can't go in.
You have to go in. Everyone's gone in.
It's a bit late, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. Anyway, have you had any recollection about how you got home?
Oh, darling, why don't you just... Look, I'm in pain here. Why don't you just fill me in, OK? I've got a banging headache, just been sick. I'm shaking.
Yes, I'm not surprised. So, you actually got home before 11. But I did get a call from a couple of your colleagues earlier on in the evening, just telling me that you were doing shots with some girls at the bar, chatting people up, and, someone called Nancy kindly kept me in the loop.
What?
Yeah, Nancy called. And then again later to say that you were passed out.
Oh, they were winding you up, darling.
Well, no, because half an hour later I got a call from your MD, Mandy. And she said she was going to be bringing me home in a taxi and needed our address. Oh, yeah, a very proud wife moment for me. You've got some explaining to do.
Oh, you are joking, aren't you?
No, John, I wish I bloody was. So after a year of redundancy, you finally get a job, which you've only been in for 2 months, and already you've had to be brought home by your MD. Who had to leave the Christmas party early to make sure that you didn't throw up in the taxi or die on the way home. I mean, way to go. What an impression you've made.
Oh, my God.
So Mandy kindly filled me in, saying that you were doing some sort of shot competition with Darren at the bar.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, yes, I was. Apparently it's a new guy thing and you have to down as many shots and you...
John! You're 40 freaking five, man. Why do you need to prove yourself?
Oh, Carrie, you don't know what it's like trying to fit in with these guys and, you know, God, I'm going to be sick again.
Anyway, Mandy brought you home. You were green. And, well, you better get yourself to the office fast.
Gosh, Mandy, this is awful. Why do we have to hold it in this big tent with these other companies?
Michael, this is a cost-effective way of doing a Christmas party. And look, most of our staff are between 20 and 30, and they love this type of thing.
Oh, I can't think of anything worse. Circus theme! Oh, look at the jugglers. Apparently there are fire breathers later. Mix that with alcohol, that's going to be a good combination, eh?
Oh, come on, Michael. Loosen your tie. It's a Christmas party. Everyone is here to have a bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, things are a bit bleak, Mandy.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, sales are really not very good at the moment, and our downturn doesn't look like it will be upturning anytime soon. In fact, I was speaking to the board.
Oh, not tonight, Michael.
Yes, tonight, Mandy. We're going to have to make some redundancies in the new year.
What?
Yes. The board say 10% of the sales force and 30% of marketing and IT. Look, you can do it very simply. Last in, first out, and then the non-performers.
Oh, come on, Michael. We've just taken John on. He looks like he might have something about him.
He's not sold anything yet. It's been 2 months.
Yes, but 2 months is...
And he's a lot older than the usual lot that we hire.
Well, that's exactly what I was trying. Something a bit different, maybe to bump things up a bit. Come on, we've got to give him a chance.
Well, anyway, I wanted to get it on your radar as soon as the decision was made this afternoon. So, sorry, I know we're at a Christmas party and it's a bit bleak, but something to think about, eh? Maybe monitor people's behaviour tonight and make some decisions.
Oh, Michael, don't be so cold. Listen, Christmas parties are for letting your hair down, and I know it's been a tough year all round for everybody, so... Okay.
Right, come on. Let's go and eat this awful food. I bet you're going to be sat next to someone very dull from accounts, no doubt.
Oh, don't be a stick in the mud, Michael. I am going to get you on the dance floor later.
No, you will not. I'm going to make a very sharp exit as soon as I can.
Oh, my God, this is so fun. Nancy, have you seen the guys on table 10?
Oh, I know. How hot. Apparently, they're all from an insurance firm, and most of them are single. Not that that matters. The one in the red bow tie is called Josh, and I think he fancies me.
Oh, Nancy, you are such a flirt. I can't believe you already have names. What we're going to do first? Shall we dance? Shall we go for a walk round? Oh, shall we do some shots?
Do you know what? I've been thinking about having some fun tonight.
Yeah, of course. It's a Christmas party.
No. Having some fun with the new kid.
Oh, well, he's hardly a kid.
Well, I think we should initiate young John.
Are you being ageist, Nancy, just because he's 50 or whatever?
No, but he's got to show us that he can cut it, right? Be one of the team. And he's always just trying to be involved with everything and just blend in, and he so doesn't. So I think, yes, I do think we should play a little game.
Oh, Nancy, come on, nothing too mean.
No. Nothing that we can get fired for. Oh, right. I've got Darren on board.
Oh, God, then it will definitely be me.
Oh, stop. So, we are all going to do shots.
Yes.
And we are going to get John to do shots.
Right.
But the shots we are all going to do will be water. And the shots that John's going to do are all going to be vodka. Boom.
Hey, Nancy, that's low.
I know. But come on, he wants to get down with the kids. Let's see how down he's going to go.
He's going to go right down to his knees if you have anything to do with it, and not in a good way. Okay, so when he's blind drunk, what do you propose is going to happen?
Oh, let's just see how it unravels.
Oh, I don't know. Seems a bit... I mean, what if he has a heart attack?
Oh, God, he's not that old. Right, come on, you. Let's go.
Hey, John!
Darren, how you doing?
Good. Oh, this is all right, isn't it? Great turnout. Oh, some well-fit birds, eh?
Oh, well, not really looking. I'm very happily married. Thank you, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coming up to 15 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is fun, though. It's a great scene, isn't it?
Yeah. So how are you finding the job? You liking it? You liking the company?
Yeah, it's great. It seems really good. The people are great, and I'm building up some solid pipeline, so I reckon it's going to be a bumper new year.
All right.
Yeah. But this massive deal, which I'm hoping to hook in.
Oh, really? Who with?
Actually, it's with one of your old accounts, Fishton.
Yeah. Finally decided to spend some money, eh?
Yeah, well, I had to work on it quite a bit. You had the wrong kind of contacts.
What do you mean?
You were speaking to the wrong chap, an influencer, not the decision maker, mate, so, yeah, you know.
Are you bloody winding me up?
No, sorry, didn't mean to ruffle your feathers. I know how easy it is to spend hours dedicated to one person that you think has all the power, and they can't even sign a paper bag. Anyway, I managed to get in front of the MD, and, yeah, the deal's huge.
Yeah, good for you, mate. Should win you some favour with Mandy.
I haven't told her yet. I thought I'd save it for nearer Christmas. Bit of a present.
Right. Come on, John. This is not the night to be talking shop. It's time for partying and having a dance. Getting a bit drunk, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get too wasted, though.
Okay, but I have to tell you that me and the gang, well, there is a bit of an initiation. And you are the newest member of the team, so...
Oh, God, what is it? Have I got to run around with my shirt off or something equally stupid?
No, nothing like that, mate. You've just got to show that you can fit in with us. Be one of the team, you know?
Fit in with... I'm old enough to be most of the team's dad.
Not my dad, but, yeah, some of them are young'uns. Anyway, look, so what we do, it's called Bar Top Challenge.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you, me, I think Nancy going to do it, Lizzie, maybe Susie, we're all going to do the shot challenge.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's vodka. That all right with you?
Yeah, fine.
We line up 10 shots each, and then we go at them one at a time. The barman's got them ready for us already.
10 shots? Oh, goodness.
And the person who gets the furthest is the winner.
Tell me, Darren, have you done this before?
Oh, many times, mate, many times. And you may have landed the whale at Fishton, but I don't see you winning this one.
Oh, okay, come on in. Lead the way, Darren.
Shot! Bloody hell! He's still going. How many now? He's done about 7 or 8.
He must feel so sick.
Well, at least pretend you're drinking vodka, Susie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, I feel so flurry. Oh, hiya, Mandy. I thought I'd find out what was happening with my team.
Oh, we're just at the bar.
Yeah, you've been at the bar for quite some time. John, everything okay?
Yes, boss. Super.
You're looking a bit blurry-eyed.
No, I'm fine. There's 3 of you, right?
What's going on, gang?
Oh, nothing, Mandy, nothing.
Darren?
Oh, well, look, listen. We thought that it would be a good idea to do an initiation for John. You know, welcome him properly to the team. You know, properly.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, we just did the shot initiation.
Well, I'm not quite sure what that is, but...
It's nothing, boss, nothing. But John's fine, aren't you, mate? You're fine.
Yeah.
Come on, then. Let's go mingle, everybody. John, just a minute. Can you stay here, please?
I'm fine, Mandy. I'm fine. Just need a loo, actually. Just need the loo, babes.
Oh, where's he staggering off to?
I don't know, Michael, but something's off. They were all here ganged around him. Not sure. I don't trust Nancy. She had a big glint in her eye.
Oh, Nancy's fine. She's just plucky, and she's got gumption.
She's got something. I'm not sure I'd call it gumption. And Darren, well, I just don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Well, actually, He just came up to me about 10 minutes ago, telling me he's got a massive deal coming in with Fishton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He said he hadn't told you about it yet because the account was transitioning over to John, but there is a massive deal to come.
Oh,
he's
yes.
done a lot of legwork with it, and he's trying to give John some guidance and ownership with him, but he basically set it up for him. So that sounds pretty exciting. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's enough to change our redundancy plans, but maybe not so many heads will have to roll.
Oh.
It is certainly something to keep Darren sitting pretty. Anyway, you crack on and solve whatever this messy mystery is, and I'm going to go and carry on my conversation with Shirley.
Oh, what? From accounts?
Yes, yes. She's very interesting, actually. She's got quite a hobby.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Pole dancing, don't you know?
Oh, God, Michael, you old perv.
Mandy.
Do you know what I think we should do? I think we should call John's wife. Oh, why? Oh, just to stir the pot a little bit. Come on, might as well. In for a penny, in for a pound, Susie. Oh, God, you're just evil. No, I'm not. Listen, he's the one that took the bait. He's the one that joined in with the challenge. And he's the one that left his phone on the table. And did you hear? He was boasting to Darren about bringing in some big deal. Massive, apparently.
You're just threatened, Nancy. I think he's brilliant.
You are? Do you fancy him or something?
No, I think he's brilliant. I think he's really good at what he does. I've been out on a few of his client meetings.
Well, proof's in the pudding, and there's been no pudding eaten yet.
Yeah, but there's one on the way.
Well, anyway, I think we should call his wife, just to let her know how her hubby's getting on at the Christmas party. Let's see how that goes down. Oh, hello. Is that John's wife?
Yes. Who's calling? This is John's phone.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I'm Nancy. I work with John. I'm just a bit worried about him. We've never been out before and just wanted to check. Does he normally drink this much?
I'm sorry?
Yes, he's gone a bit crazy at the bar. He was chatting up loads of girls. A bit inappropriate, really, because he's a lot older, you know, and a bit handsy.
I beg your pardon?
Well, he was getting a bit handsy with some of the younger girls. Sorry, I don't mean to be interfering. I really don't. But I just thought that I'd better let somebody know. I hope you don't mind. I really hope you don't mind. Anyway, I don't know where he is right now. I saw him heading off somewhere with someone. But I tell you what, I'll keep hold of his phone and I'll keep it safe. And then I'll call you back if I see anything else. And if I don't find him, well, I'm sure he'll be back in the morning. Really, really sorry. Sorry, what was your name?
It's Carrie.
Gosh, I'm really sorry, Carrie. Christmas parties, eh? Recipe for disaster. Can blow your whole life up. Anyway, really lovely, lovely speaking to you. Have a good evening. Bye now.
Oh, you bitch.
No, but it's just a little bit of fun. He's going to be fine.
You are such a cow, Nancy. What if it's not okay? What if it's the straw that breaks the camel's back? You don't know what's going on in his life.
Oh, yeah, well, if you can't hack it, get out of the kitchen, or so they say.
Hello? John, are you in there? John? Oh, dear. Oh, God. What's happened to him, Darren?
I don't know, boss. He can't handle his booze.
Well, pick him up. Oh, God, is that sick everywhere? Oh, this is so embarrassing. John, are you okay?
Oh, I feel...
Oh, come on, let's get him some fresh air. Oh, Jesus. Oh, he stinks. Darren, I'm holding you responsible for this.
Oh, Mandy, listen. I'm just me. I'm an individual. I did nothing. I didn't hold his arms behind his back or anything. It was just a game.
Well, then how come you can string a sentence together and he can't?
I don't know. Maybe I'm made of stronger stuff, eh?
Well, perhaps you should know.
Well, I don't. Maybe he's an alcoholic.
No, I didn't think of that.
Anyway, you should probably speak to Nancy. It was her idea.
What do you mean, her idea?
Oh, you know, Nancy, she's always up for causing trouble and having a laugh. The initiation, it was her idea.
Well, what type of initiation?
We all did shots.
Of what?
Shots of vodka. And?
And?
And water.
What? Oh, that's underhand, Darren. Very underhand.
Oh, well, he obviously can't handle his booze.
Not a word further about the water shots, Darren. I mean it. Not a word to anyone. Oh, it puts our company in a very bad light.
Oh.
Come on, John, let's get you home. Oh, mate, come on. I'll take you.
Cool, Carrie. Home.
Sorry?
Just gotta call Carrie. Carrie there?
Listen, I'll take you home and we'll sort it out in the morning, OK? You've made a bad judgment call here this evening, which is not what I look for in my senior team. Ugh. Oh, Mr. Banks, oh, I didn't think you were coming.
Well, you invited me, Mandy, and Michael said it was going to be quite fun, so well, I thought I'd pop down and see the troops and give them a bit of a bolster for what's been a challenging year.
Well, that's very nice. It's good to see you. And
who's this you're propping up, Mandy?
It's John.
Ah, hello, John. It's nice to meet you. I think you're part of our family here.
Yes, he's just recently joined. Actually, Mr. Banks. He's one of the senior sales team.
Ah, he's looking a bit worse for wear there, Mandy.
Aye, but I love the company, and I love you, Mr. Banks.
I think I'd better get him outside for some fresh air.
Oh no.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mr. Banks, I am so sorry. Oh, let me get you a towel.
No. Just get him out of here. Oh, my God, this is embarrassing. Take his name tag off, for goodness sake. We don't want him associated with the company.
Sorry, Mr. Banks.
Yes, well, look, we will speak on Monday. And I hope that this is all resolved by then.
Yes, speak Monday. Oh, God. Come on, John. Morning, everybody.
Morning, Mandy.
Morning.
How is everybody? Oh, we are all looking a bit green around the gills. Darren, good to see you standing upright. And Nancy, you okay?
Yeah, fine, boss. I think I met the love of my life last night after the fireworks.
Yeah, we could see. Snoggy on the dance floor, Nancy.
Oh, well, it was the Christmas party, boss.
Yes, that phrase keeps being repeated. Not sure how much it justifies everything that went on last night, to be honest. Anyway, there was a lot of ill behaviour that went on, which unfortunately was witnessed by our chairman. So some changes have been actioned immediately, and there will be more to come. But these will be resolved in the new year. Some exceptionally poor judgment from one of our most senior sales team, but especially one. So, Darren, please, can you box up John's belongings?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, sure thing.
It's a normal work day, everyone. Do please crack on and drink up that caffeine. There are bacon rolls in the canteen for you all. I'll be in my office if anyone has any comments or confessions. Hey, did you hear what happened?
What?
Well, as Mandy was walking John to get a taxi, Mr. Banks came.
What, from the board? The chairman?
Yes, he just came to boost morale or something like that. But anyway, John threw up all over his shoes and trousers. It was disgusting. And horrified, Mandy took John outside, put him on a bench, and she came back in and find Michael to let him know what had happened.
Oh, that's so gross.
Anyways, then John went off. He stumbled backstage to the circus performers area and he stole... I cannot believe he did this. He stole the burning fire baton from the jugglers. He came out on the stage shouting the name of the firm and saying he was also a secret circus performer and waving the flaming baton around his head.
What? I heard about this. That was John. He was the one that then ran outside and set the fireworks off.
Uh-huh.
And set that poor lady's wig alight.
Yes. And the tent nearly went up in flames as well. Anyway, Michael was snogging Shirley.
What, from accounts?
Yes, and he saw John running past the table, flaming baton in the air.
Oh, bloody hell.
Michael realised what was happening, pushed Shirley to the floor and chased after him. John ran all the way to the gardens and threw the baton in the air and it landed in the fireworks cab.
Ooh,
you couldn't have planned it any better.
Oh, my God. I remember the fireworks going off, but everyone was inside. I was busy getting to know Josh. I can't believe I missed all of this.
Well, eventually Mandy bundled John into a cab and got him home. But, wow, that's a Christmas party for the books. Maybe new initiations next year, eh?
Gosh, John, bit of a legend after all. Who knew?
Good morning, Mr. Banks.
Yes, good morning, Mandy. I bet there are a few sore heads in the office today, what?
I'm so pleased you called, Mr. Banks. You beat me to it, actually. I just wanted to apologise again for the happenings last night. I mean, I had no idea John was such a loose cannon.
Not at all, Mandy. Not at all. In fact, the display with the baton was rather impressive. Our firm became the talking point of the whole evening, especially after the fireworks. It was a bit of fun, really.
Oh, well, not to worry any further about future embarrassments, Mr. Banks. As of this morning, John will no longer be representing this firm.
Oh, well, not so fast, Mandy. I've just got off the phone with an old school friend of mine. It turns out he's actually the MD of Fishdom. We had no idea of the connection until his PA linked us in, or, you know, something. He called this morning and was waxing absolute lyrical about John.
Oh, really?
Yes. Apparently, they're just about to sign a massive deal for us to represent them exclusively. And he's delighted with the projections him and John have been working on.
And Darren, I believe.
Oh, no. No. Actually, he had some rather disparaging words to say about Darren. So, I think perhaps his name should remain on the list for the New Year, Carl. Don't you? And also... who was that person dry-humping on the dance floor last night? I was absolutely mortified that she was part of our team. I mean, you don't want that type of image, Mandy. Please make sure her name is also on the list.
Very good, sir. Well, thank you for your call this morning. Always a pleasure. And hopefully things are looking up for a very successful new year.
Yes. All the best, Mandy. And, let's set up lunch for next week. And bring John.
Of course.
I'd like to meet him properly this time.
You have been listening to The Christmas Party, written and directed by Celia Gatwood and edited by Colin Hansford.
With John Williams as John.
Sarah Robinson as Carrie.
Matthew Bayliss as Michael.
Rachel Babbage as Mandy and Susie.
Celia Gatwood as Nancy.
Darren Partridge as Darren.
And Stephen Infield as Mr. Banks.
With the cast providing all other voices. Music and sound effects
courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.